This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. It's been well over a week since Hurricane Helene unleashed her fury in North Carolina and Tennessee, and even as we were witnessing the landfall of Hurricane Milton, once called the second strongest hurricane ever recorded, people are still trying to put their lives together in wake of Helene. Forget putting life back together, they're still trying to find any shred of what their lives were, and they're trying to find any kind of footing on which to move forward. We get an update on what's going on with the farmers in North Carolina next. North Carolina Farm Service Agency Director Bob Etheridge says the damage in the mountains in North Carolina is staggering. It's not like when you see flooding in flat parts of the country.
One farmer said he had 4.5 acres of land, and after the flood went through, he had 1.5 acres left. Because in those bottomlands and then, you know, in between those hills, that's where they farm, and on the slopes, and a lot of that's gone.
His office has been inundated by calls from farmers who don't know where to turn or how to even begin to start their lives anew. A lot of these producers are livestock farmers who have lost livestock in numbers too large to get an accurate count thus far.
One farmer called on Sunday. He cut his fences so his cattle could get out, and still lost cattle in the flood. Many of them, many of the cattle were lost in the flood.
It's been a huge problem for dairy producers, especially. Cows need to be milked 2 times a day, and whole dairies have been washed away.
I got a call yesterday from a dairy up in Haywood County. Part of the dairy washed away. If you got a dairy, you got to milk those cows 2 times a day. And they had no way to store their stuff and had to move them. And that'll be another case where we'll have to come in and try to help them. And hopefully at some point down the road we can restore them and get back to business.
What added insult to injury was the fact that 99 to 100% of the state of North Carolina had been in a drought, and now they're facing what Director Etheridge is calling an apocalyptic flood.
You know, that's what adds insult to injury. For North Carolina, at one point this year, 99 of the 100 counties were in some form of drought, and then we had the hurricane came in down east and devastated, and now we have this hurricane in the west that's, you know, it's like an apocalyptic flood.
Former Iowa governor and now United States Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack surveyed the damage in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida and says this has been destruction like he has never seen before.
As a former governor, have seen a lot of tornado disaster in my state. Been to a lot of disaster during my previous stint as the Secretary of Agriculture during the Obama years. Hadn't quite seen anything like what I saw yesterday. Community in Florida, absolutely devastated by a wall of water that was at times 30 feet high. Just think about that. 30 feet high wall of water coming at your home.
Now, Director Etheridge has assured North Carolinians that his office is doing absolutely everything it can do to help the state's ag producers.
We have funds to help pay for the animals they've lost, to provide feed for the animals. They just signed those expedited programs over the weekend. A lot of our folks in Washington worked over the weekend to really speed up a lot of this stuff that hadn't been done before.
Now, of course, the recovery efforts has been the subject of some interesting conversation, both with helicopters and planes being turned away, disputes happening with local law enforcement and federal agents, and much more. Also, we're seeing reports of donkeys being used to move supplies over roadways that have been completely washed out and people have been abandoned from infrastructure. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.